Make some noise right now!
Enter! Podcast and Chill Network in association with Grandeur presents the Road to 1 Million Subscribers event on the 30th of July 2023 at Sunbet Arena in Pretoria. Lineup includes Kabza De Small, Makazi, Musa Keys, Mpop Pops, Celestine Dooley, Eugene Koza, and Robert Boy. This fun-filled event will include comedy, music performances, as well as a live audience conversation with Mac G, Sol Penduka, and the Ghost Lady. Tickets are now available on Quicket from 295 rands. Doors open at 6 p.m. Food and drinks sold at the venue. Come and join a milestone celebration of Black excellence with Podcast and Chill Network.
It was to a point like I couldn't even buy clothes for obvious reasons. And then...
Which one is this one?
Because I thought, you know, comedy must, we have to exercise and whatever. I need to choose my words better, yeah?
I went nang, Mkondo.
That's what I'm saying,
man. Mkondo, Mkondo.
Is that?
Zupo.
Zupo.
Pops joined there.
Am I sitting?
Laptop.
They say they are food judges, but they need some meat. And you thought he only likes sausage? Oh. What can we use him for? Then can't have a jumping castle at adult parties.
What? Which one is this one?
Robo Pops. I'll be my cheese girl and my cheese boy there. We motivate, then we laugh as well. Stay on brand, never hard to sell. Got real chats, now my LOL. So we both got gang and we blessed as hell. See, I dala story. Petting on my guests, I nice and moy. You and my bundles, not of joy. Said it's Mpop Pops and Robot Boy.
Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Call it world boy, like friends, like bees. Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Call it boy, boy, like friends, like me.
Isn't it?
Thank you, Saul.
18.
That man's head looks like it's made out of a helium balloon.
Looks like.
If it wasn't for those shoes, you'd be floating.
This guy's wearing a sleeping bag, guys. Let's be honest. That's electric blanket.
Chopping like a tablecloth underneath.
I'm going to say,
the jacket looks like it has a water feature. It's a hot water bottle inside.
You got to tell like little stretch marks.
Yo.
This guy's going to OP-copy after he has.
He's the neighborhood watch. One man.
Guys. All right. Let's be serious.
Ladies and gentlemen, cheese boys, cheese girls, the cheese gang. Welcome to yet another episode of Popcorns and the Cheesy. I do not roll alone, ladies and gentlemen. There in the back, in the dark, is the legend himself, the one and only Tsitsi Turmeric, the barbaric. Asim Shalin is one, huh?
Yeah.
The ghost man boy. Yeah.
From a size 26 waist to a size 28, ladies and gentlemen, my co-pilot here in the dashboard with me driving the show. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your digital hands together. Make some noise for the poet who moves his body and dances and makes music and is a podcast station, the one and only Robot Boy.
Right? And ladies and gentlemen, the man himself, the anchor, the pilot who flies high like a kite. Ushai Pry Cabo Simon. Shine bright like a diamond. Mpo Pops, the cheese gang himself, head boy of the yellow bones, the trim yagalundi.
Hi! Mamela, today we are sitting in elegance, we are sitting in style. Thank you to 2050 Promotions.
Defense Supply.
Yes, they supplied us with these beautiful, wonderful chairs because they knew today we had a guest who was fitting for a throne. Ladies and gentlemen, We look beyond just what you see here today. We look beyond the eyes. And that's why we are here at Beyond the Eye Studios, right here in the heart of Centurion, where load shedding doesn't occur. Think about who you vote for next elections. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Sitting in the hot seat today, looking like a boiled egg that just hatched. It gives us great honor and pleasure to introduce a friend of the show through association.
Yes.
I don't know if there's someone who's ever been mentioned more times than this man himself.
After Quid. It's his name.
It's yes. Abud Lolo. Then Primo. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together. Make some noise.
Yes.
Give it up for the one and only Abud Lolo. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I had this whole thing that when you introduce me and then you'll do that, I was going to like stand up and bow. But then...
You're stuck.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere.
You look
right here.
We're not going anywhere. We ride, yes.
Lolito.
Yeah, hello.
Bro.
The best.
Ukraine, man, otherwise.
The best.
No, like on a serious Ukraine.
The best.
Comfy.
Ukraine.
Young, young, none.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
Which one is this one?
Lolo.
Looking like a Vienna inside a hot dog.
I'm so glad to be the first
Vienna
one.
Which bigger than the hot dog?
Oh, the problem.
We agreed. We agreed. There are things we're not going to touch on. Marmina nyoba pais.
Looking like a Russian.
Ah, not me.
That's why I have you here today. I'm gonna tell you what these two have been saying about you over the episode.
As if Lolo has been watching the podcast. He knows what you've been saying about
him. No, who said Lolo's got four Vaslaps stuck on him?
Who said that?
That was you.
Oh. Titi.
Ha.
No. Titi said Lolo's nipples are in a long distance relationship. It was Titi talk.
Okay.
And what did you say?
I said, I can't wait to have my friend here so I can talk to him and catch up.
Did you say that if Lolo comes here, we're going to need 3 chairs in one?
Yes. In fact, Pops brought a couch that we couldn't put on set.
2050 does not provide couches.
2050 has no couches.
Sadala, Lolito. How are you, baby boy? We've been wanting to...
I'm amazing. How are you?
Guys, finally. It's popcorn and cheese, Moss.
Yeah.
I've been wondering when in this episode does this happen.
No, you're the first.
To eat?
Yeah.
Oh.
Lolito.
Hello.
Dinsa. Dog, to the cheese boys, to the cheese girls, to the cheese gang, please tell us who you are, your full name, Swini number plate.
VIN number.
Who you are and what you
Pack
think.
Number.
Full name?
Yeah. Mm. Even Bible name. Don't.
Why?
Because we were getting to know you.
Pops, the chairman had a lot and now...
Edgar does not watch this show.
Now, call center is going to be like, oh, Kiana, Kiana.
But Edgar doesn't watch the show.
Edgar does not watch the show.
Oh, because, like, I can't buy from Makan. No, wrong.
In my school.
I'm Lihono Lomukwani.
Yo.
Which one is this one?
I don't like that.
You sound like a detective on the SABC 2 show.
Dealing with crimes of phone robberies.
Constable.
I know your job is not serious. When you're a detective on a phone theft. And you're going to have a all star.
Still, mama. Did it have a screen protector?
Was it fully charged? I know an Alex up at the power bank, my husband.
Utell Lumpana upushile what's in Uteng is a machine. Walk down sala. He lapus will go to phone.
Dude, so where does Abud Lolo come from?
Abud Lolo is a stage name I came up with when my entire life I've always been mistaken for a girl. All the time, like over the phone because of my voice. And people see me and then...
Oh, just over the phone.
Not only over the phone, like...
Don't... You're overreacting now. Which one is this one?
Like, Amabele didn't help either.
Why do you always blame me? Kidrile, I'm afraid. No, guys, this thing has to stop. This is my friend.
Are you on Shaga?
I'm all right.
So, yes. So, no, how they used to get mistaken for
they girls, do have me on the reserve list in case there are a lot of good looking boobs.
Aich, stand double.
Thank you.
All right.
You know, yeah, so then when I was thinking of a stage name, I was like, I think the most fitting stage name would be Abu Dilolo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think everybody has used effects cool, like what you nan nan.
That was one of your first jokes that I've ever heard from you. The fact that people thought that you were part of the LGBT community, but being the L, which is the lesbian.
Was that your joke?
That's not my joke.
Titi.
How are you giving people
Titi,
jokes?
Yeah, giving me
which
jokes.
Has arrived.
Wait, Titi, how does the joke go?
My name is Abu Dilolo, and the reason I'm Abu Dilolo is because people thought I'm a lesbian because of this voice and these good looks.
So where does the LGBTQ...
Lesbian, bro. Is a lesbian not a part of the LGBT?
So we get it.
People think... Abu Dilolo's
you can't
joke.
Get a joke that doesn't exist.
You see what I mean? No, but by Isaf and so that's where Abu Dilolo comes from.
So that's where Abu Dilolo comes from. Right. The whole thing behind.
And then where does Abu Dilolo come from?
When I was growing up, people thought I was a girl. You see, so. Yeah.
No,
where do you
come from? I come from.
Well, you're about to explain again.
Yeah.
So, but when I was this size. Yeah. So I wanted them to know.
Boy.
I'm a boy. So Abuti is brother.
I thought I wasn't clean enough. I'm originally from Secunda. In Mpumalanga.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. MP.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
MP.
Kasla Makasi.
Secunda game.
Mamela.
What a job.
I know nobody's watching this because they're all at work, but yo.
Stop guessing up the situation. You're the first guess to like this where they come from.
Everybody I'm not like, dissing it. Like
stand up.
They are at work.
Work. Yeah.
Secunda people like, have money because they all work.
They're working.
So we got Spano though.
Ah, they got Spano. Spano will come to. Like, and we even have a gold mine in Secunda. So, like, everybody is working.
Secunda.
I would share it with Secunda. Bonk, I'm going gold teeth. It was the coin rate for Amavusa once upon a time.
Oh. It's because their words are valuable.
It's because
their words are valuable. What?
Is everything okay?
Guys, Sigupi.
Sila. Location.
But you know what the thing about Abu Dilolo is now? I've known you quite a while now. This man is an epitome of hard work.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know this about you.
Yes.
This man is an epitome of hard work and resilience. This man used to drive every day from Secunda, like every single day for 5 minutes of comedy and drive back every day after work.
Hectic.
For years and years. How long did you do that, bro?
I did it for 3 years.
Mm. Were you literally... because Lolo would be in Joburg for the whole week. And we used to think Lolo stayed here.
Kanti zero.
Lolo.
Lolo. Gate.
Yeah. I three,
Antoine.
Every day.
Where do you get that from, dog?
That drive,
yeah.
Like at that time, because I'm an electrical engineer by qualification.
Electrical engineer.
Yeah,
you
Baba.
Can't just run past the run, eh?
Kishing a light. Get it kishing a light.
Oh, okay.
So I was using a load shedding fast in
general. Ubrigile, dagu. Be honest.
Like
Eskom doesn't watch this show.
Ekai asna load shedding.
Oh.
We don't bring.
Oh.
Okay. That answers the question.
We don't have load shedding in my hometown.
No,
the entire town doesn't have load shedding.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because they're close to the
like Ngfunde Tech. Like Ngfundile strong.
Yeah.
So what used to happen was I didn't enjoy Lento Woods every day when I go to work. Meleng kibele itepis. And no, there's a real chance.
Ah, it's a real chance. I'm listening.
I didn't enjoy it like when I must go do maintenance and whatever. I must climb so much flights of stairs and whatever. So I knew the comedy would have to work in a certain space of time. I gave myself, I think, 3 years. I'd only worked there for 3 years. And by the end of 3 years, I need to be able to say, all right, guys, kavaya. Yeah. So that's why I would make sure that whatever I had from my salary, I'd use it for petrol. Like to a point,
come
like
do gigs.
Yeah.
So to build your name in the comedy space.
To build my name in the comedy career, space and then make sure Wuti, I can now start getting gigs and start hosting shows and whatever. So it was to a point like I couldn't even buy clothes for obvious reasons. And then doesn't it?
Which one is this one?
So a good
because I mean
did you look for a shop long or what? No, we have to know. Is it the shop's fault or the money's fault? Do you understand?
There's no shops in Secunda. So
there's no shops in Secunda.
Dog, Secunda's a workplace.
Yeah, my knee work.
So I'm an overall pill.
Because they want to cover overall. Roll.
Lolo.
Yes. Yeah. So then I had to make sure that the comedy thing works.
Yeah.
So that was the reason why I made sure that I was on stage as much as possible. Even if it was just 5 minutes, do the 5 minutes, drive home, think how you can become better, come back the following day, try a different venue, different crowd. Because that's what, you know, comedy must, we have to exercise and whatever. I need to choose my words better, yeah.
No, you're exercising your right to, you know, make sure that you
no, but
building this career.
That's very important, right? It's visibility. And I remember that's what Loy was telling me about. Like, even when you gig internationally, right?
Yeah.
People need to always constantly see you there.
Sure.
To make you a part of the thing. You book people that are always around.
Around, yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
True.
If I know, I'm only going to see Lolo once a month, then you're not top of mind.
Yes.
But if I keep seeing you every day, I see you at Kitcheners on a Tuesday, I see you go Ozone on a Wednesday, I see you
Parkers.
At Parkers on a Thursday, you're always in the space, you know? So it's easy for me to go, hey, I'm doing a gig on this day, I'm doing a gig on that day. So,
got diet.
Mm-hmm. Part of the exercising you're talking about, yes, is about you have to exercise that funny muscle, right? But visibility is very important, more
important than anything. Yeah, so I think through being seen, like you were saying, I started getting bookings. So then in my third year, I was able to calculate that I'm getting booked frequent enough for me to be able to say, okay, guys, get why. And then I started hosting my own shows in Secunda as well, club gigs, theater gigs, arena gigs. And those started going well. So I was like, okay, just with my gigs alone, I can survive. And at the end of my third year, I'm like, guys, I'm going to wear these lifts.
How did you quit? Did you switch the main switch off?
You switched off. Just connected the bridge.
You switched off the
Bluetooth speaker.
No, so I was on a graduate program after qualifying.
Right.
I was on a graduate program. And then at the end of the 3 years, when they tried to bring you into the system, we had the whole interview and stuff, and then like, yo, we really love your work. We love what you're doing. We just get upset that sometimes you have radio interviews in the morning or whatever, but then we can work that out. And I was like, no, don't work it out, guys. I'm not coming back next year. Then we're like, really? I was like, yeah. Thank you.
Was it a passion of yours? I know comedy is, but was electrical engineering?
No, it was never. I studied electrical engineering just to make my mother proud.
Oh,
yeah.
And how does she feel about your career now?
She's happy now.
In the beginning?
In the beginning, I think it was a bit, you know.
Because there's no comedy in Secunda at that time,
At that time, there's no comedy in Secunda. You don't know if when he says he's trying anything to show, but is he really performing?
Is he really, yeah.
Is he going to watch? Is he being one of those irritating, pop-ups, man, I need to speak to you. I'm okay, you know, those,
When did you have a conversation with her, or she just realized that you almost, like the decision you made to leave electrical engineering for comedy, did that shock her? Or she was...
No, it didn't shock her. I think she saw...
Fofsa.
No, you guys are on fire.
What? Wait, what?
And Penitenti something, man.
Please give him water or something. Give him some popcorn. Do you have more popcorn at the back?
If you guys keep complaining about me, the comments are going to complain as well. So please.
No, we can say nothing. It's you, dog. And one of the comments call you, you are, Mr. You Self-Sabotage.
You are in charge of...
yourself.
You.
In charge.
We need to discuss this chat though, like doing something to please your parents when it's not a passion for you.
No, but we all go through that. Like, that's why I studied logistics management as well, because I wanted to do something that I know mom would say, okay, sharp, I'm happy. I think we all want to go, let's make our parents happy.
Yeah.
And then we do our thing.
Also, I'm living in a house, you know, so I can't just be like constantly being in a fight with her. So I think she saw that this thing is working out when I finally moved out and then like moved to Waterfall.
But you know what's dope about you, dog? Besides stand-up, another field you've entered into, bro, like this emceeing, like music events.
Yeah.
You know, like
very good at it.
You're one of the best club / live concert hosts in the country.
Cheers.
Yes. Oh no, no. Boys at
Pops joined there.
Am I sitting?
I knew you were going to bring it to me. Join them.
Arbon.
And I think to echo what Pops is saying, man, it also is based on your level of improvising.
Yeah.
It's like dope because on stage, you can see beat and you're just going off the top, interacting with people. And that's the most important thing for an MC, crowd engagement and crowd interaction.
Yeah, man. So I wanted to know, what did that start with, like, Licheza, that journey, that like...
That started with Licheza. So what had happened was...
Yeah.
There was a time when we decided that flu is going to kill us all.
Uh-huh.
And then we closed ourselves in the house.
Yeah.
We decided.
Oh, did this start after...
COVID, yeah.
Hey, this guy said we decided. We decided. We.
Guys, but we were together.
God bless
South Africa and her people. Mm-hmm. And us, the people, were like, yeah, let's stay indoors. So we stayed indoors, and we stayed indoors for long. We stayed indoors for very long.
Yeah.
And then when you're staying indoors for very long, nobody's calling you, nothing. Open your laptop, you go online. There's a food competition, but Pops is hosting it.
Yeah, hey, Pops was hosting everything during lockdown. Every laptop when you do, then there's entertainment laptop.
They said they are food judges, but they need some meat.
Yeah.
And you thought he only likes sausage. Oh.
Which one is this one?
Oh.
So.
Hey.
So COVID hits and nothing is happening. And then people eventually start going to work. Everybody's going back to Sasol. Your hope boys are making money. It's just you and your jokes in your house. West Bank is calling every day.
Mm.
Now West Bank is not even calling you anymore. Now there's for Lune and Smith.
Now it's West.
Mm.
Hey, listen here, we've given you enough time.
Asking you what's happening.
Why do people from Wheat Bank all use West Bank?
But I'm not from Wheat Bank. Talk how much I like.
That those kind of
places. Oh, was that a...
Almost. I can give it if I have.
Let's give him a primo.
Okay.
So now, after the country starts opening up a little bit, Licheza starts getting bookings to go DJ. Because now he's not even performing anymore. He's like, hey, they're not booking performers at this stage because you're only having 15 a venue. Nobody's going to book an actual performer. So he's like, hey, I can DJ. So I'm going to go back to DJing. Licheza goes back to DJing. So one or two gigs when he's DJing, I grab the mic and I start just speaking nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
But at this time, it's like wild, wild nonsense, like just ideas. And then like, hey, man, this thing.
We're onto something.
Yeah. Then there's a friend of ours who passed away. Remember the country opened and then it closed?
Yes.
And then there's a friend of ours who passed away. We had a funeral and all these guys, they pitched in a lot of money and we had this dope after party. dope after party. Like that party, like if I die, I want to go out like that. Like that party was better than any party I've been to, but for a dead person. Mm-hmm. Yo.
I will just send us the details.
Yo, we had fun there. And then there's a video that trended of
saying we'll do it for him. Yes, there's a video that
trended. Is it all black?
Yeah.
Yes, I remember seeing that.
Yeah, there's a video that trended of Ilkeza Ezra and I dancing and whatever. And then
I know
people
exactly
are like,
which video
people are like, these people must have a combo. Mm. And then from there, people started booking. And then obviously, because Ezra's also a DJ, he was booked to play. Ilkeza was booked to play. And then they were like, what can we use him for? Then can't have a jumping castle at adult parties.
What?
Which one is this one?
Why can't you have a jumping
castle? It's irresponsible. So then what can he do? They're like, give him a mic and then we'll see what he can do. And then that's how it started. And that's how it caught. The momentum it caught.
No ways, bro.
That's like, dope.
And where does this friendship start?
Because we
own the...
Ilkeza and I, we're now friends from back in the day when I first started comedy. So when we started...
Before Ashov Mbali.
Before Azom Shova.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then Ilkeza used to have events in his hometown. Elesley, it's a drive-by town.
It's a drive-by town?
Yeah.
So they always.
So Ilkeza has
a drive through or drive
like a drive.
Who did drive by town?
I didn't want to use the word drive through because now we're gonna be laughing and then yeah.
Okay, but what do you mean drive through or drive by?
Like drive through.
He didn't want to say drive through because it was gonna insinuate number six.
Which one is this one?
No, with extra cheese.
So he was having events in his hometown. So he calls me.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Next.
Jesus. Oh my word. Aish.
Aish. Yeah.
Hey, the ghost man boy. Turmeric.
Came back firing there. Yeah. So yeah, then he calls me, he's like, yo, Doug, I want to start having these comedy shows in my hometown.
Yeah.
I'm like, alright, cool. We'll rock through. But now we're only doing it with local boys, like from our hood, Bo, Pat Mashalele and whoever. None of us know comedy. And we're just going to talk to people. And these people from Elizabeth would come out every Thursday as if they came in a bus. So they have full shows, not knowing what we're doing, just joking about ideas, whatever was trending during the week on Facebook from Megas.
So you would literally just... And how many people would you get at a time?
Yo, maybe 100, 120.
So you had 120 people captive. And this was you like starting, like feeling your way into comedy.
This was before my lesbian joke that doesn't exist.
So you literally had to build your own comedy
scene. Basically, yeah. That's what we done. And then Ilkeza and I were part of that. So what we'd do, and then we'd roll together to shows. We'd come to Joburg together. Mm. And then that's when he was a hot DJ. Don't get it wrong. He was the most booked DJ around in Leeds.
Before Mshove.
He was busy, booked and busy. So when he was done, Mshove, he became like on a national stage. Yeah. So our friendship came from then, and then he became Mshove Mbali. I became Abu Dilol.
Oh, were there any times you were mistaken as Mbali?
Nah.
I already said they used to think he was a...
They must show about but no.
All of this before the lesbian.
So that's where our friendship came from. And then, ever since then until now, we've just always been together.
Bro, I remember how proud you were when you won your first Comics Choice Awards.
Yeah.
And I think that's when I started noticing how much hard work you put in.
Yep.
And I remember how you shouted out where you're from and how proud you are. I remember.
Yeah, those people support me, Wena.
Yeah.
Secunda. Ah, kwa. Forget. Like, Secunda people support me. Whenever I say, guys, we're doing this thing. Because when they said Audience Choice Awards and I became one of the five nominees, I knew I was going to win. Like, from
because the level of backing that you have.
Huge backing. Yeah. I knew from day one that this award is mine. So when they said Butilolo is the winner, and then nobody in the audience clapped, and it made sense for me because the whole industry is confused.
Now. Everyone was like, who that?
What pops they're talking and then one of the awards say.
What do you mean? I was screaming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nobody's clapped. I think only three people clapped hands for me.
You were wearing that Steve Harvey suit.
I didn't clap. Steve Harvey. I didn't clap.
Even Titi doesn't clap for you, dog.
Dog.
Jam, only invite you next time.
Only invite.
Bro, let me tell you.
Awesome. Now you're going to hang with Piano guys. Okay. Yes, cool. 13, I know. Okay. Mm. All right. Now that you've made it big. I didn't do that.
Lolo is crazy, man.
For the first time?
The first time I ever saw this guy was at the box. You know?
Yes.
And that's the first time I remember seeing, I was like, this man has such a fun spirit. Like, when he was on stage, and I was like, yo, this man has such a fun spirit. And he had a weird card at the time, and he had the joke that couple...
Oh, that's
And the joke that Kapo was talking about, Lalen, and I remember he did it that night and he's killing. And I remember I told Tets, I'm like, this guy is the one.
He's the one.
He's
right?
The one, this guy.
Hey, we've believed in you. You're one. And you know what I loved most about you, Lolo, was that, and this is why probably you'll see by now, maybe in the comments they're having us, Rao Guara.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you're one of the comics who's always owned those jokes.
Sure, yeah.
You were like, I'm going to make these jokes better than you could ever make them.
Hey, when I'm squatting, I'm cool, Lavant. I'm squatting, I'm cool. So you always, I think you always have to be better than them.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing you can say to me that I'm going to be like, wow, that hurts. Because it's just like, dog, you need to hear what I say about myself first. And then, like, because I always tell people, they're like, hey, don't you ever... get hurt by these people on TikTok who always have the nastiest things to say about you. I'm like, no, like some of them are brilliant jokes. And some of these jokes.
So you can appreciate the creativity.
That's the thing about me. Like, you body shame me and then I can appreciate your thought pattern. And I'm like, this is going to make me so much money.
Yeah.
I stitch it up like this and put it on the shirt.
Oh, man, this is going to make me, this is going to make me so rich. Thank you so, so much. I like impilo cho, we laugh. Because if we don't laugh, we'll cry.
Facts.
Have you always been...
Which one is this one? Yo, you are on Insta Live with Lisheza also during lockdown.
Yeah. Yo.
People are afraid to join. Literally, the minute someone joins, we're already talking about the curtains. We're already talking about the hair. We're talking about the fact that Connie Lighting had it. It was so crazy. So even the roasting thing.
Yeah.
Like, that's what made like...
Yo, you come into a live and then somebody's already looking at your ceiling like, Pops renovator,
Joe. Myself and Lolo, that was crazy times, bro.
Did you wanted to ask Lolo something?
I was saying like that fun spirit and stuff, did it always start from before when you were back? How was your high school life? Let's say that.
Yes.
My high school life was proper. I think high school, what happened in high school? Keeping pasa, kakulu.
Primary?
When Pasa was
have you always been big?
I've always been big.
Okay.
I've always been big. So primary, I think the primary I had a difficult thing adjusting with black people because I didn't know Venak that much.
Okay.
So
you went to a predominantly white primary?
No, predominantly black.
So wait, but so
it's multi, Zulu. You didn't...
I grew up with Indian and colored friends.
Oh, yo, man. So, goodness me, man.
Yeah, hey, yo.
Say, brasa, you were blowing with our own Zenzikuna.
Parking with the hose there.
Tasting a petrol.
Parking.
Yeah, this is 93.
I want to drop my suspension. So, yeah.
Oh, man, Lolo, right.
So that was primary. I was the
third of the... You're part of the hose, right?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Ah, part of the Prahas.
The prize, man.
High school started developing, started having more black friends, started getting integrated into the society more.
Mm-hmm.
But also dealing with the difficulty of being fat.
Yeah.
As well as...
big. We say big these days.
It's who says big?
Politically.
Yeah, but we're speaking about me.
Okay.
Uganti.
Okay.
Don't police my body.
This is my body.
Kune load shedding ama traffic light acimi. Kuna bunya ube ama direct call.
Police my boy.
So I learned from a fun age, Guti, you need to have a free spirit if you're going to live this life thing.
Yeah.
Just be free.
Yeah.
Yeah. From a young age, well, I.
Ah, that's dope. Man.
Yeah.
That's dope. So here's what I want to know, right?
What do you want to know?
Here's what I want to know. You've been big your whole life. You've centered your material around you being big, accepting it, and being comfortable with it. Now you're on a fitness journey.
Yes.
What happens to all that material when you hit the size?
TT size.
Mm. Okay, my size.
The robot size when you get to robot size.
That's worse. That's worse. Then that's worse. That's worse. When I shake robot, I can feel his inside. When I touch his shoulder, I can feel this robot has body parts inside.
If I do get to robot size, then I'll start.
The material will be about that dancing. Size
still. Yeah. Can you do the?
No.
You know, it needs a medical.
It needs a stable body.
Yo.
Which one is this one?
Okay. So, roll through these things.
So the reason why I ask is because we see you on this fitness journey.
Yeah.
Kapoor was actually talking about.
Yeah.
He always walks in the gym and he finds
you just laying on the floor.
Because he
literally says,
whenever he walks in the gym.
Another thing is when you are my size,
mm-hmm.
once in a while you need to
regulate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once in a while you just the sicknesses that are waiting to attack you. You just need to give them a defense force there, just so they don't come at you.
So your fitness journey, your exercise journey, is it health related?
It is health related. It's also performance related.
Stamina on stage.
Stamina on stage. There was a gig I was performing at with Lihleza in Woodbank. And it was a huge crowd. I think about 5,000 people. Boyki, actually, is the event.
Yeah.
Huge event. Huge. I got on stage and then Labantu, you know, people's energy. Plus, we work with energy.
When they give, you give back.
Those people gave me energy. I wasn't even within my first minute. I already felt like I need to say goodnight. So when I got off stage there, I was like,
Did you make it through, though?
I made it through. But
were you suffering? Oh, no.
Yo.
No.
And what was causing that unhappiness?
What would cause it?
No, I want to hear from the horse's mouth.
So I decided to exercise, but then.
Titi.
Five-second rule.
So I decided to exercise.
For fitness. It was a fitness thing.
But then, as well as, I got hospitalized earlier this year.
Yes.
Hectic.
I went to hospital because lifestyle was too much.
Mm.
Constant partying.
Constant partying, not constant, sleeping.
Yeah, you don't sleep.
We're on the road. Yeah, we don't sleep. And we're on the road. And it's riders. And finish your rider before you get to the next venue. And the next venue is another rider. So if you're doing four gigs in a night,
four riders.
That's four riders.
Four riders. That's four platters. That's four bottles. That's
yo,
four.
And you're a night rider. So
that's why I said I want.
And you're not resting. So
you're not resting.
You're not resting. Number one. Number two. You're consuming rich, like
on sugars.
Like road food is not healthy.
It's not healthy at all. And that's all you can eat.
On the road. That's what some people don't understand is when you're on the road, you eat what's available.
You eat whatever they're giving you. So you're not healthy.
Living on the highway, pepper steak pie.
And you're consuming a lot of sugar.
That food was nice. I don't want to lie.
Hey, that black don't crack.
When you say it was nice, does this mean you've had to alter?
Yeah, I've had to change everything because I was dying, dog. was dying.
What happened?
What happened, yeah, dog? So one day, like, what happened? You and Leteza are chilling, what happened?
No, we're on the road. I'm not feeling fine the weekend on the road, man. I'm even struggling to drink. I'm consuming so much water.
Pops.
So the fact that you couldn't drink alcohol
made him go,
something's wrong.
That was the first
Why
problem.
Why am I drinking so much water?
He says, I'm dropping para fast. So on Monday, I decided I need to go to check my doctor out. Just go for a checkup and see what is happening. Because I'm conscious of the fact that the life we're living is not the one.
Yeah.
So I leave my place. So he says, and I stay in the same estate. Yeah, let's highlight a state.
Okay. Waterfall.
Yeah, busy complex.
Hey, come on now.
So, Ligeza, it's a 2-minute walk from me, right? I took that walk, and then, within 30 seconds, I already felt like I've been walking for 20 minutes.
2-minute walk?
Yeah. For me, I think it's a minute walk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Being realistic. So, in my walk to go get his car so I can go to the doctor, I could feel that I'm not making it. So, when I got to my doctor, I just asked her for a bed same time. I'm like, yo, you can do what you need to do. Just give me a bed. And I passed out the whole day. Shoot. Then she rushed me to casualty. I got to the casualty ward. And then those doctors were trying everything they could, man. They put other things in my neck. They didn't use electrocutor. When they were rubbing the electrocutor, one of the nurses just had chicken licking. And then I woke up.
You smell the familiar smell.
You tried everything. I'm sorry.
Let me for some hot wings.
Yo. Yeah, then I stayed a week in hospital and then Titi and them came to see me dying.
Hey, man, I almost cried, bro.
What did you bring him?
Nothing. They brought me a card signed by all the comedians.
Yeah.
You see why? Why I didn't
Did you sign the card?
More?
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
I wasn't in the country.
Yes.
I wasn't.
Which country were you in?
I was in Swaziland.
You could have walked back to sign and go back.
And you have to clean.
Hey, you take your passport seriously.
Yeah, so long story short, and then that happened, and then ever since then I decided that
So what did the doc say? After you came to, what was the diagnosis that you were given? What did the doctor say is the problem, and what do you need to do to rectify it?
Oh, he said I'm fat.
Did he say that?
No, you said she.
Medically. What's the term?
Oh. Obesity.
Guys. Talk like we're trying to...
Can't take anything seriously, huh?
Nah,
you
guy.
Almost died, you're laughing. Come on, man.
Not going anywhere. Okay. Also, I felt sorry because you guys were going to be responsible for getting my coffin.
Which one is this one? What a joke.
And we were going to fight at that funeral.
Ah, but that is our mama. Ah, but that is our
mama.
I'm not asking him a bouncer.
Me and Mona said, I didn't know him that well, Chance. Are you? You're wrong.
16 Paul Bearers.
And the down to earth, it was going to struggle. The down to earth was going to say, Chance, no. I've put a lot of rules down.
I'm not chancing MC.
So it's going to want the forklift.
But essentially, the biggest problem that I had was Lentobes de Shanghai.
Oh.
Yes.
Mixing.
Yeah.
Too much sugar.
Way too much.
Yeah.
Were you aware when you were doing all of these things that, no, man, at some point, in the back of your mind, and be honest.
Yeah.
Did you see nothing wrong with the way you were living? Did you think it was normal?
No, obviously it's not normal, but then, you don't know
when that moment will happen.
When it will happen.
Where you realize.
And then we always do the silly thing of, yo, I drank so much, let me have a liter of water. As if a liter of water is not
what it cures everything, yeah.
Exactly. So you're doing those remedies, but you don't know that you actually just need to completely shut off everything and then clean yourself.
Do you find that sometimes you're also around people that validate the wrong behavior? I'm not saying that it's toxic. It's not like toxic friends.
No,
I
say it's toxic.
Yeah, but you're just around people that just don't know what is best for the lifestyle that we live in. So it's like, yeah, we're drinking too much. Ah, let's have a couple of waters. Then, yeah, let's go back and drink. You know.
Also, remember, it's not necessarily a party the whole time.
Yes.
It's more work than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nobody who's saying, guys, we don't have to gig this weekend.
Mm.
No, who over here has last said, as in, let's not gig this weekend, gents. Let's sleep.
We have to gig.
Nobody. As soon as that phone call comes in, oh, corner for Indian spray. Yeah, I'm corner. I mean, Saturday, yeah, I'm two. Okay, sharp. But then when you look at your calendar, 11, you're supposed to be in Polokwane.
And you make it work.
Yeah. So it's not a thing of guti. We're irresponsible in the sense of guti. We're always partying. We're irresponsible in the sense that we don't take care of our bodies with our work.
Or self-discipline.
Yeah, yeah, just self-discipline.
I think it's two things. Between you as a person and your surroundings.
Yes.
Yeah. Like the people around you need to know. Because that peer pressure is a real thing.
Yeah.
Also, they've been supportive in that regard. I won't lie.
That's where I was going to come
to. They've been.
Is ever since your... Because I take it now you're more conscious of what you're eating.
Yeah.
And you've kind of slowed down on the, the alcohol.
Yeah. Like now, I used to eat with my eyes closed. So now I look at my food. I'm watching my diet.
Are you built on enough? Yo? Are you built it?
Have you gone safari?
Are you concealed, dog?
It's a vision.
Yeah, so they know. And
Has everyone been supportive?
They have.
Because I found that, and the reason why I'm asking is because whenever I say, yo, I'm not drinking, it makes people feel.
Oh, weird, yeah.
You know? So how was it for you in terms of the drinking, and how was it in terms of the food?
With the drinking, I think it was Pops not seeing me after 6 months. I'm like, yo, let's have a shooter together. Like, I'm not drinking. Like, yo. But with my close friends, they'd protect me in regards of what, if Pops had to come on shooters, they'd be the first ones to be like, hey, don't give Ulolo. It's okay.
Mm. You know? Also almost speak for you.
For you, yeah. And also to avoid the whole discussion of why, they just be like, hey, it's Namakiga Pai and he's driving.
Because people need to learn to re-meet people. You know, your high school mates can't come now and think you're the same bro that you were in high school. Even like for someone to see you a year ago.
Need to learn to re-meet.
Yeah, re-meet me. Like you may think you carve me, but you don't peep me. You know what I mean? Like, and you must understand that we change every day, and it's a decision that people make.
Aye. James, boy.
Talk to me and then seek me.
What?
What?
Talk to me and seek me.
And then leak me.
For the bars. It's coming the bars, bro.
Dog, when you're dropping a piano joint?
I don't know. I'm going to be honest with you and everybody else. That's been a big question. What do you do? About you? When are you doing this thing? I'm scared.
What are you scared of?
I'm scared of being behind the mic in studio.
Lolo,
what?
You stand in front of 5,000 people.
I can rather do that on any given day.
Yazinzan, I can record when you're on stage and use those vocals to put something together if you don't want to go behind the mic in studio.
I would, but I'm scared. But that's also a great idea. But I do think I do need to give the country something.
Yeah, the gimmicks and the chats, dog, they're all there.
So, because when I watch you, right, I'm reminded of... Tizzy put me onto this hip-hop documentary.
Hip-hop Evolution.
Yeah.
And it shows like how some guys in... can't remember what the town was, but that's what they used to call it boom bop or something.
Boom
something yeah. like that, right? Yeah. And they would, again, you'll help me with the facts or people in the comments will, but with what you're doing, right, is that's what they used to do. They used to have a beat playing.
Sure.
They'd have these MCs.
Freestylers.
Would come, but they would like freestyle and tell the crowd what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where dances were being birthed, and that's where sayings were being birthed.
Trance.
And I watched that, and I went, "This is what's happening in piano."
Yeah,
this is exactly what's happening in piano. It's the chants.
The chants. Yeah.
It's the dances. It's the so what they would do is that they would compete. So they'd see, this section has this dance now,
yeah.
And then they'd do the same thing, but never owning a song. They just have beats that played in the back and rock.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's where you are with your... With your journey.
Yeah.
But I agree with the rest of the country. It's time, baby.
I must give them...
We're waiting.
I will give you guys something.
Yeah, because the plight of the entertainer these days is not one thing. You know, like actors are singers now. musicians, are dancers, you know, everyone.
You pointed robot when you said that.
You understand? Yeah, Robot Boy is an epitome of that kind of thing. Like every artists are artists now,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Any form of expressing that art now matters. And I think Lolo for me, he's your light for me is in your ability to entertain. Like yeah, you're a core entertainer. Even when we speak to you, when you're talking, like you're very. You know, and that's all you care about. You always talk about entertainment. If it's not entertainment, you're not involved.
You can miss me.
You're not excited. You just got.
Yeah, no, that's like, true. But you'll not talk to him about anything else but entertainment.
And you know what, Lolo? For me, what we do, dog, is probably the bravest thing anyone has to do. Comedy is the most vulnerable you can ever be.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have the comfort of Lolo. You can't ad lib through you have to make these people laugh.
True.
Comedy's like it's like someone putting you in a cage full of lions and saying, entertain them, otherwise they're gonna eat you.
Otherwise they're gonna eat you, true.
And we won.
And they'll eat you.
There's no Lichesa next to you on a comedy stage. We won. So to be one of the bravest forms of entertainment, for you to say you're scared, no dog.
It's mind-boggling, right?
Mind-boggling.
I don't know how. I don't know why. And
is it
you guys are the first people that I'm actually telling the honest truth behind why I'm not recording. That's just it. So I think about it and I want to. I'm just yours.
Are you afraid of the outcome? Or what you think?
Yeah.
What you think you want to become? And if it doesn't, is that going to crush you?
I'm afraid that I'm so dope on stage and then I'm getting to studio and then what if I'm not?
You're a perfectionist.
You're a perfectionist.
Yeah.
And you're afraid of failure. Let me tell you a story about failure.
I hot man.
No, I'm talking about our show.
Oh yes.
About our show.
Yeah.
Let's go
so
there.
our first it premiered. Everyone on social media was having us about what a horrible show this is.
Yeah.
It's not working. How this and this. How they'll never watch it again. How this.
We're trying to be too funny. We're trying.
So you're putting yourself out there. So essentially, our first app is your fear of, what if I drop my first track?
Yeah.
And people aren't feeling it.
You
know,
but there's time to grow.
But there's time bold. to grow.
And then
the apps start coming that people go, hey, Mamel. Same people who were saying those things.
Yeah.
Are now going, oh, hang on, wait a minute. Right. The trick is you got to start, and you're not going to be perfect when you start.
And when we started at David Mashabela, so we were on. Podcast and chill set.
Yeah.
Those are big shoes to fill. Oh. And now we found our feet.
So same thing. Now we found our feet. Robot, always with the pants, undefeated. No, you didn't catch undefeated.
Ah, come on.
Titi, I think you gave me.
Hi. Hi. No one takes responsibility for their own.
So start, dog, because
I will.
Because with this journey, we've been able to track and we've been able to fix. So we've been able to. That's why I'm saying you got to start.
Sure.
It's exactly like comedy, right?
Yeah.
Where your joke starts as a 1 minute thing. Mm. When you get off stage, what happens? Hey, dog. Why don't you
add this?
Yeah. Oh, you know, you can connect it to that. That 1 minute joke is now a 10 minute, 15 minute gag.
I hear you.
Because over time, you've put it out there so many times that it's failed and it's gotten better.
Yes.
So but don't be afraid to fail, dog.
You've always struck me as a fearless person. Like, even when
you're in comedy. No, is.
When you're starting, like, you were asking questions that I had never asked at that point. Why am I not doing shows with Kumba? I was like, okay. You were asking these questions. You actually did all these things before any of us because you were very inquisitive and you were very not afraid to do. Also, you're coming from Secunda, so what can you lose more than a 3-hour trip?
No. And petrol.
So face it with that same thing. I really believe in anything that you do, bro. I think you'll do it.
Titi, Timon. Timon,
speak into the Pumba. The world is your oyster, but usayisha.
To comedy, dog.
Yes.
Who are your favorite acts right now and why?
Yo.
Like, give us like five.
Oh, right now?
Yeah.
Titi.
Mm-hmm.
Titi has to be.
I know why you're saying that. They have tickets to sell. 16th of July, Timon and Pumbaa. Theatre of Messiahs, Emperor's Palace.
Pops, can I just get my flowers, please?
Oh. Yeah, please come.
Timon and Pumbaa.
Please come.
you got Titi?
Titi has to be definitely be one of them because every time I hear Titi, I'm blown away by how he's able to be different and be comfortable in him
being different.
Yeah. Being like being.
Owning
like,
his weirdness.
Owning his self-sabotage.
Self-sabotage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your father.
That's your next
your hero.
Your hero.
Self-sabotage. Please. That's the title of your next one.
Yeah. And it's lit. You hit it here first.
the artwork is you around a lot of dynamite, Maro Lighter what?
Titi.
TNT.
I really love Skumba with all my heart. Love him. Love him for his hard work. Love him for all that he's doing in the midst of everything that's going on.
Yeah.
Love the fact that he's always putting out shows. Yo, see ya, say ya.
Ah, dog.
No. Can't be comedian and not say see ya.
No, never.
Say ya.
Never. Ah. One of my favorite dudes in the game. And he's also,
every time I see him,
no bite but punchline.
I gotta see out there.
I posted a picture with Dr. Smile. CSA commented, "Wang on my
ball."
Have you seen Tia being offered a toothpick in a restaurant?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, over him, my ice cream stick.
Yo.
That's a toothpick.
This is the
weirdest
podcast ever.
Oh, man. If Ranto upsets Yase, I put floss in front of him. Yo. Sorry.
One day he's going to fix his teeth and floss on you guys.
And that's worse. If you knew you used to have a gap, that's worse, man. Comedians aren't you the way you are.
Look at Ringo when he closed the gap.
Ish. No more. All the way.
I think our support totally became warmer.
I love Robbie Collins.
Yes.
Oh, Robbie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ah.
Reason.
Ah. I love Robbie Collins on a personal level because of his humble spirit. Mm. Like, he's done so much, but yet he still behaves like
a normal dude.
Yeah, as if he's asking for spots, you know. Mm. Like, I love that about him. Like, Robbie Collins will never, ever put it in your face with a note, dog. I open for Dave Chappelle, you know?
And I'm in New York every 3 months.
I'm going to give him 10 minutes on stage and tell him. All comedians opening for Chappelle.
All comedians. all comedians. Pops went to Ghana once at a gig about first class. All comedians, they just show off, Joe. They just show off. Our Titi just has two fathers. All of a sudden, your father, your hero.
Two fathers. They start bragging on stage.
Oh, I have a father, but he died. So luckily, I have another one.
Just in case.
He's my father. My hero. man.
Yo, that's so funny. Yo.
You have one more guy in you.
One more.
Person, actually.
One more person. Thabiso Mhlongo.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the end of the show.
Thank you for everyone who came here today to watch. Thank you.
Because they have given the five options and did not mention
listen. The
Cornered Pops.
Good
so
night,
we have to
everybody. Bye.
Send him out.
So let's continue, James.
Titi.
Yes.
Thabiso Mhlongo.
Yes.
I'm not going to mention Pops, Joe, because everybody mentions Pops when they come here.
No one has.
I'm the only one that mentioned Pops.
Really?
Wasn't even here. It was on Freshers.
Not Nina. Not Lloyd.
Nobody mentioned you.
Lloyd. Not KG.
Mina, you are number one.
No. Nobody mentioned you.
No, I think Pops.
Yeah, he's number one podcaster.
I honestly feel like Pops is the best comedian in this country. And I told him this the other day. You know why?
Did he tell you this the other day?
You don't have to make me feel better. But
No. And I want to know, I actually want to know your list of up-and-coming guys in Secunda.
Wait. Before we get there, right?
But Pops is such a cheat code to mention though, guys.
It is.
Like we're being lazy. We're not thinking hard enough of people that we can be favorites of.
So, Msebenzi njani?
Like... Who's your most hardworking artist? And then Robot Boy. Like, it's easy.
Yeah, we have to find someone that's coming.
Yeah, that's trying.
That's going to use this compliment. You know what I'm saying?
No. So here's what I love about Lolo's top five, right? This is and I literally, I saw the similarities in every one of those five. And that's why I asked you why.
Yeah.
Every single one of those guys you mentioned are the most, for me, I feel, innovative comedians at the moment right now. Tsitsi grows every time you hear him on stage.
Every time.
Thabiso Mhlongo blows you away every time you hear him on stage.
Yeah.
Siya Seya, bro, come on. He's a different comic every time he jumps on that
Your
stage.
Your dog. Heard him greeting in English the other day. Hello?
You're thrown off.
No, but I hear you, and I see the pattern, and I understand why. So here's what we want to know: seeing as though to this question is you are sort of the godfather of Secunda comedy,
the hero,
you're the father,
the hero, the god hero.
You every time we perform that side, like we're gonna do on the 5th of August at Graceland Casino. Yes, tickets are available.
Copy ticket.
All right. You always have guys from there.
Yes.
That come in.
Yes.
Who are the guys we should watch out from? From Secunda.
From Secunda, there's a guy called Umranger.
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 Yeah, Umranger.
Doesn't drive a Ranger, though.
He'll get there.
One day. Yeah, Umranger's very funny. Loves comedy. I love the fact that he's actually going out and trying this thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Pat Mashelela.
Pat is amazing.
You know Pat, brilliant writer. There's a young boy called Fana Gaga as well.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious guy. Yeah.
Dope.
What about Sydney?
Why are you guys expecting me to mention like 10 people as if
no,
they can be 10
no, we just wanted to know the names that you...
Oh, yeah.
So we can look out for them.
Well, like, these are the ones that are coming up. You're going to...
They're not coming up. They're the only ones.
Dear Secunda.
I'm gonna have a medicine science, so
comedians.
They can't be in Sasol.
They can't be in Sasol.
But Pat is amazing. Pat's like writing style is super, crazy. Super interesting. And he's a very interesting character. He actually looks like, what's his name? Cuesta.
No. He looks like
it's Java.
Yeah.
Looks like Java.
Yeah, it looks like Java if you joined my journey on fitness.
Hey.
I saw Java at Masinga.
Speaking of Java.
Yeah.
I saw Java at Masinga, bro. That man offended white people by the way he laughed. That laugh was just, I'm not gonna lie, it was just too Zulu, that laugh. Like, white people were like, what's going on here? I moved away.
I don't know him. I don't count.
Shunwenka.
Speaking of Shunwenka, did you guys see the music video of Sjava and Big Zulu?
Oh.
Sayona. Sayona.
They look like they're at Mum Kiza's house in Durban. It's Mum Kiza's house. Then.
Yeah, it looks like it.
It looks like it.
You guys know what Mum Kiza's house looks like.
Mm. No, Mum Kiza's got this big white house. So
No, like
on the outside.
The guy's casually like, yeah, the camera like Mum Kiza. And go to the sofa like Andile. Guys,
what's wrong with that?
No, because I don't know. Like, is it public like that? Is it like
the cloud? It's Mum Kiza's cloud.
Have you been Guamax?
Quamex.
Yeah, inside.
Yeah.
That setup.
It looks like Mom Kiz's house.
Yeah, but like on a I have money level.
Yeah.
Oh, so that version.
So Max wanted to rebuild Mom Kiz's house, but he got a budget.
And then they said,
what's wrong with you?
Doug, in that music video, Pink Zulu's arguing with this other white lady. That makes sense.
You see, that's the part that I didn't get.
Yeah.
So I saw the beautiful house, the maid and the garden boy. Like
also had a thing.
Had a thing.
He was fighting for his life.
Garden boy's energy.
He was fighting for his life, dog.
That man was 18 that day. They told him he can kiss today. He said, go sooner. Today, go sooner. You know, you see this kiss had a little bit of saliva. Yeah?
Like, you know, when they introduce you to one of the cameramen and like, yeah, he also works for Isitingo, and then you're like, I must act for it.
Yeah. I must act.
But there's no lines in the music video, but you can see he had lines.
I feel like that garden boy, that helper, when the owners of the house left, they were in charge. Eh?
Yeah.
Like, where have you seen your helper and the garden boy in the pool?
What? In the pool.
Yeah.
Like,
that guy looked like he gave other people directions to the toilet. But the toilet boy is that side. He's an actor.
I can't imagine Big Zulu.
But the most confusing part of that music video was Big Zulu arguing with the white girl.
My man.
Because you can, I can tell you from just watching, there was confusion.
In the fight. In the,
what do you call that thing? Language barrier.
It was a language barrier. No,
I don't understand you, Zulu.
I mean, what's up to you?
One is fighting, the other, we are law.
No, you can see.
The lady is confused.
Javasin is dope. He's there arguing, you know, talking to like this lady in his verse. And then Big Zulu's coming with them. So there goes.
Also, like that video, right? It's so unlike Java, for instance. Like Java is a very relatable character. Now he's in a house, in a big mansion. It's like American style. So for me, you understand?
I've never seen Java like in a big house.
What do you mean? Now you're wearing Babang's Badudu shoes.
What are the shoes called?
Dimbadad.
Dimbadad. You want Java's music videos to all be in a hut?
No, not like that. It's Java's aura of a human being is very relatable. So it's very, it's next level for us. Maybe Java is growing, so we must grow with him. But at the moment, it's like confused.
I really want to ask Big Zulu what him and that girl were talking about on the couch.
I want to ask Big Zulu what he was trying to say at Cotton Fest when he got hit by the pyros.
Java pyro!
No, like, and here's the thing, guys. For me, I understand people like Engineered by Staff usually work on Shimza's big shows, right? And they're on standby to look at the fire and look at the pyros as to when they go on. They have to go on beat, yes. But if the artist is standing in frame of the fire or the pyros or the confetti, you can't, like...
So imshayile pyro, like...
Yeah.
Two threads.
What is even going to call it?
Change position. With the pyro. Two threads.
What is even
going to
call it? Like, what is even going to call it? With the fire extinguisher.
I was caught at best, Jess, because you two were there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I saw Vinny try to.
Vinny.
Yes.
Hey, Vinny, muna. Kerangwan mfanula no.
So he must calculate a step.
Yeah, so during Blackie's set, he wanted to crowd surf.
Yeah.
And he's done it before when he was like still young and smaller.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then...
He was smaller.
The speaker...
He was young. Vinny's always been young. So what got in his way? The speaker, the monitor?
No, he...
I'm trying to remember.
He anticipated it too many times. Like he went forward...
Vinny
went
calling himself uncle is the reason I call myself Abuti.
No.
Oh.
Same WhatsApp group.
Same WhatsApp group.
Wait. No, the thing is... The stage, then there's a speaker, right?
Yeah.
But the structure of the stage is said to be rigid and still. The speaker's almost said to withhold itself from not vibrating off.
Yeah.
And not to carry weight. So when he was running on the speaker, the speaker moved and then he lost his footing. I mean,
and then he fell down.
Into the
like
pit.
Like he didn't fall inside the crowd. He fell down.
Into the pit.
Then after...
Was he injured?
No,
nothing happened. He just went backstage.
Next
opened
song,
the purity,
he came back.
Back on stage.
Which one is this one?
And his dreads, you can't miss them. You know, it's black. It starts black and then it's white. So when he was jumping, they were like, hey, he's back. Then he tried to jump again. Like,
Have you ever cross-lifted?
The day, you remember the day there was an earthquake on this country?
this year's I played him nigga. Yeah,
and it happened at Windbank. But we felt it in Kempton Park. Imagine.
Yo, but Cotton Fest was dope. Big shout out to Durban. They pulled up, man.
Yeah,
man.
Big shout out to the Cotton Fest team. Big shout out to Lady B. Oh, man.
Pel Tusi was there.
Obvious.
Ish.
Love.
It's easy.
Love.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know, like, childhood crush, my brother.
Oh, I'm only caught now. Why were you excited that she was there?
She was there with Big Zulu. Like, we were talking about Big Zulu. Yeah, she was there. She was dancing. All watching.
How was she looking?
Very cool. She looked like an Egyptian queen. Yeah.
Pel Tusi, if you're watching this, please.
You've got a real life crush.
Please come join us on Popcorn and Cheese so that your real life crush can witness you.
Pel Tusi.
Oh, yeah, actually, off stage.
Yeah.
MT said he wants to come to the show.
No way.
Yeah, I even have a picture of me greeting him, but just as we're greeting each other, it's like, yo.
Oh, yeah, he's a
big. You tell him we have water for the guests.
I don't want to boast.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fish.
No, I told him, he was like, I'm like, yeah. No, that's what he said. That's exactly what he said. I said, yo, the house, are you nice?
It was good.
Yeah. I said, yo, trust me, we need to chop it. I said, about what? The show on the Beyond Popcorn and
yes!
That's good. I said, trust me.
See, we can't wait to have you in the chair, boy.
Nah, but what a dope person you are with Tulu. If I never tell you this, I want you to know.
What a segue. We can't wait to get the show. No, I love you, man.
You know,
I've never told you. Yeah. I love you, man.
Quick,
before Titi gives you all your flowers.
Your garden.
Yeah.
This is the point where I must play. This is the weirdest podcast ever.
Have you ever been in a fight?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I've been in a few, actually.
Which one is the one?
Yo. In grade 8, I got myself handed to. Like, Mangsha, deck.
Mm-hmm.
I had a headache for 3 days. Then I vowed to myself that I'll never fight again. So now I don't get into fights unless I'm disciplined. Like, it's one of those, I'm a Nelson, what's a crew money made? So, papa, and then, you know, done. Yeah. Also, like, I only have, like, 4 fists in me per fight.
Oh.
Because fighting takes energy. So, yeah.
So, 4 fists and out.
Yeah, 4 fists.
So, if you throw the 4 fists and your opponent is still standing.
If I throw 4 fists and that guy's still standing, fist number 5, I'm fainting. Like, he doesn't have to do anything.
What?
He doesn't have to do anything.
So, over the time, you developed your 4 fist thing. So, did you use them wisely in the next fights?
Yeah.
Okay.
Always disciplining.
Okay.
Never a fight, as in.
And was it always school fights, or have you had to endure fights outside?
School fights, I think one or two in this career.
What was your favorite fight?
No.
Never favorite fights.
What? You don't have a favorite fight, no.
Yeah.
What if you lost all of them? How can you have a favorite fight?
Was him and Chesa had a tag team.
No, dog, I'm not Nelson Mandela. Me not dog.
Ah.
Shy, I'm not.
And tag team. The Dudley Brothers.
Oh!
So yes, Titi, you were telling us how much you love Abu Tilo.
Wait. You and Lekles have never tag teamed in a fight, no?
No.
Oh, okay. No, I'm just checking. Because the way you laughed, okay, it was giving relevance.
Oh, we have once.
Relatability.
Yeah. Huh?
Just once.
Uh-huh.
Some guy, after a kick, kicked the car.
Come on.
Kick
what did the car do to him?
Lekles' car. Like, they were fighting in the street.
Oh, hey, that's a car you don't kick.
Yeah.
They were fighting. What are you trying to say? But so which car do you kick?
I need to take one.
Yeah, but when you say that's a car you don't kick, you make it sound like there's other cars you can kick. Like,
why are you pointing at me when you say cars they can kick?
Whoa, why
you can't kick a queen, man.
Ah,
you can't kick a queen. It's what we call two.
Right off.
You might write off.
Okay. They kicked. Lolo's is a polo, yeah. So they, yeah, they kicked
okay,
the polo.
Okay, they kicked. The Tigwane pale umshove.
Yeah.
Umshove.
They were fighting in the street.
Oh, they kicked the Tigwane, yeah.
They were fighting in the street, and then when we pulled up, like, we gave them a chance to continue fighting and move away. And then one decided, there's now a car behind me. And then he kicks the car. So there was four of them. And then I bumped two.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Then I bumped two. Then I looked at Likeza. Wanza and Lo. And then while he's still saying, Wanza and Lo, I looked at Likeza and I wondered for the first time in my life, can this guy actually fight?
Oh, you've never had the fight yet.
Never had the fight yet. Like, yeah. Man, now, sure.
Yeah, no, because we're always laughing, you know. Jumped out of the car quickly. Went to these boys. 1, 2, 3. And then I looked at Likeza. I tried clotheslining one. And then, but Likeza's clothesline is obvious. So that guy done the obvious thing. He ducked, you know.
So he came out the car.
He learned to fight on SmackDown.
Also, it's not short, isn't it?
But that was the only time.
Yeah.
Then we got in the car. We didn't speak to each other for 40 minutes. We couldn't.
You're recuperating.
Oh, catching your breath, literally.
Only when you get to the next kick. Behind your hand.
Oh man. Lolito.
Yeah, yes. Man.
I really like hope, bro. I really hope people see how special you are, bro. You're a very special person. Yeah.
And that's why we wanted to have you here, Tom.
Thanks for having me.
It's like, you know, we always talk about you. Every app we talk about you. And there's people who know you, and there's people that are always wondering, who is this Abuti Lolo? For me, dog, you're one of the most energetic people I've ever seen on stage.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. One thing I love about you the most, and I always say this to you, is your level of hospitality, right? Whenever you do gigs in Secunda, bro, Abuti Lolo will damn near meet you at the toll gate.
Yeah.
It could drive you in. There's when it's an Abuti Lolo gig, you don't need to do anything. You are fed, you have shelter, you have your hospitality sorted, and you have a willing audience. Mm. An audience that just eats up everything.
Hungry for.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and you can feel the love, you feel the support, you feel the sense of community.
Yeah.
And for me, that's the biggest thing about you, dog, is your level of hospitality.
Really?
Wow. Lolo.
Trying to give you
your garden. You know what I mean, dog?
Shout out.
But more than that, man, you've had this hungry spirit. And you've carried.
Hey, okay, guys.
This spirit is hungry. Oh, my God. If there's one thing I know about this spirit, hey.
No, dog.
It's food for thought. So let it.
And bro, that hungry spirit has allowed you to carry the small town of Secunda on your back.
Yeah.
And to.
Hey, man. I'm actually being
this
serious.
Man has an appetite for success.
Yo, bro. I tried. But basically what I'm trying to say, my dog, is you've done well, bro.
Thank you so much.
And keep going. Like, don't stop. Yeah. I know all the work you've done, but you're only at the beginning, bro.
Yes.
You're only at the beginning.
Yeah.
And that's why I can't wait people to see you on the 16th of July at Empress Palace. Timon and Pumbaa.
Please come to my show.
Which one is that one?
Timon and Pumbaa.
Yeah, that's what I was telling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I was seeing you as well.
No. Date night. I'll be there.
Hey, but he's going to be there.
If you don't have any food show that you're hosting online, please
go. Yeah,
Pops can make money out of anything.
Out of everything Abuti Lolo is upset or jealous about, it's the food show.
Yeah, the food show.
Why did they keep you?
Because everything else makes sense. See you in the adverb ad, it makes sense. Whatever.
Up dog.
You know what he said? Up Bobby.
Up Bobby. Up Bobby. That actually hits harder. We need to shoot that.
Up Bobby.
Titi, you were saying?
What was I saying?
You were saying, I love you, Abuti Lolo.
Yeah, giving Abuti Lolo his
his
flowers.
Bro, I don't feel like it should be weird. But like, you know how much I love you.
Yeah.
And I want to say that, like, especially in comedy, like, because that's the journey I can attest to. I love your hunger in comedy. I love your willingness to be innovative. You understand? And keep growing that thing. And if
this is the weirdest podcast ever.
And one day you
please don't say one day I'm gonna be the biggest comedian.
Yeah. One day, we're gonna be there at the top, with
of all the food chain.
Which one is this one?
You know what? Let's keep growing.
He was literally gonna say you're gonna be the biggest, and you got him.
We're gonna get to the top.
And I don't know what this top is.
Oh, man. Nah, dude, like, honestly speaking, bro, your journey's been incredible to watch.
Oh, man,
your rise to success and superstardom has been amazing to watch. And I think, for me, what I love most about you, dog, you're a genuine... What you get on stage is how you are when we're chilling. And I love that about you. Don't ever compromise who you are for... any of this, bro. Like, that's the magic that has gotten you this far. Don't cry, Lolo. Don't cry. Don't cry.
No, just smell the popcorn.
Which one is this one?
What is Georgia?
What is Georgia?
Nandila.
Is there anything else that you want to plug, bro?
Ah, man. Yeah.
Shut it down.
Before we
before
wrap,
we leave, guys, you got a lot on July.
You got a lot on your
Timon
plate.
And Pumba.
Where's it happening?
My Robert Key.
Emperor's Palace, Theatre of Marcellus.
How do you keep roasting?
Which one is this one?
16th of July, we're at Emperor's Palace. Timon and Pumbaa, myself, Titi Chumia.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are Ticket Pro, only $160.
Uh-huh.
5th of August, I'm back in my hometown in Secunda for Abu Dilolo. I've got friends too,
mm-hmm.
with myself and Pop Pops.
Come on.
Church Boy, Pele Pele, Sianda Mapumulo, Celeste Ntuli.
Come on.
Titi Chumia, Robot Boy, DJ,
mm-hmm.
cameras, mm-hmm. camera crew, mm-hmm. guy with the headphones at the back.
Mm-hmm. You know what's
you know, Abu Dilolo.
Obamu.
And chill. When the spoggle mover, spoggle some fast.
Which one is this one?
What is your aspiration, bro? Like, when are you gonna say this is enough?
Yo!
guys. Everything TG is saying now, guys.
It's a delicious question.
When the food runs out.
This
is enough.
And may it never run out.
Thank you. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming, bro.
Thank you for coming, bro. So, Cheese Gang, Cheese Boys, Cheese Girls, if you want to catch up with Dilolo, you can catch him on the 16th of July at Empress Palace. It's on a Sunday, ne?
It's a Sunday.
It's an early show, 6 p.m.
6 p.m. show, Empress Palace on Sunday for Timon and Pumbaa with him and Titi Chumerik the Paperik. And of course, on the 5th of August, he will be out in Secunda. I've got friends too. And I'm on the lineup.
Yeah.
I took a bit of a sabbatical because you were trying to phone me. And I was like, no, this one, boy, I am coming.
Hi.
The 30th of July, ladies and gentlemen. Dog, you know, the 30th of July is also Sunday.
Hectic.
Yeah, right?
Sun bet.
Yeah.
I bet.
Why do you ask Pizang?
Oh, you call, Nangit.
Uda.
Oh, like, come
good
on.
I'll go post in Maru call.
Yeah, because of. We don't want to mention it.
I'm officially a surprise.
Not anymore.
Ghost man. The ghost man boy will be there 30th of July, Sunbet Arena, road to #1.
Sunbet Arena, 30th of July.
This is a color, man. Bye-bye.
Anything else? Oh, 12th of August. 11th and 12th August. We're out in Cape Town at... DJ, where we at again?
Homecoming Center.
Homecoming Center.
11th of 12th of August. We're out in Cape Town at the Homecoming
Center. If I find plane tickets for 3 seats, I'm there. Yeah. Like 3 seats next to each other. I'm there.
A dance challenge that doesn't need medical aid. PAC dance challenge. Popcorn and cheese. What do you judge? Join it.
Yes.
Operate it.
Yes.
Yes. Hey. Thank you, guys. Cheese Gang to the world. There's a cheese girl who asked for that book.
Cheese
see,
boy.
See, we read the comments. Cheese boy.
There's a cheese boy who asked for this architecture
book. Season.
Yes. mawuqeda nge degree, we want to put it back right here.
Please.
Bafikile la bafana bazongkhuka la.
Yeah, bakwane,
just
bakwane. Just
call the guys in the two overalls to come help Lola out the chair. Ladies and gentlemen, from the corn that pops
and the cheese that's great, we are Robo Pops.
And we are out. But before we go, we want to make sure that Abuti Lolo knows that for years in Secunda, people might have been sleeping on him. But here on Popcorn and Cheese, we have not slept on his talents. Abuti Lolo, this pillow is for you to go forth and conquer. Take the much needed rest you need. Lala, Abuti Lolo. Lala, gule pilo.
I too.
The first guest to receive 2 hours.
Circumference, guys. Circumference. Radius.
We are out.
Yeah, we're out. Bye.
You and my bundles, not of choice. It's some pop pops and robot boys.
Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese. Popcorn and cheese.